Hello, my name is Fisher. The book, The Boy at the End of the World by Gray Van Eekenhout, is about some things that happened to me. I used to be quite different than I am today. A few months ago, I was in a pot of bubbling gel in the Ark. There were no humans. There hadn't been for thousands of years. They're just robots that take care of the Ark. I'm the only human left alive. But that all changed when a custodian robot woke me up. The Ark had been attacked. Now I'm on my way to the Southern Ark to find more life. Hopefully I will succeed. If you'd like to read Greg Van Eekenhout's book about me, there are some important words you will need to know. Profanity. To debase by wrong, unworthy, or vulgar use. Ark. A place where scientists put specimens of animals, plants, and humans. Custodian. One that guards and protects or maintains. Here's a sneak preview of an exciting part of The Boy at the End of the World. The West Way was not easy. Zudzu grew everywhere, swallowing the earth in vines and broad green leaves. Fisher found the jawbone of an antelope and used it to hack away at the plants. But he was like a minnow trying to swim up a waterfall. For the mammoth, though, it was heaven. The only thing slowing him down was his desire to eat everything in sight. The deeper they pushed into the jungle, the stranger the plants got. The ivy wasn't just green, it was also bumblebee yellow and robin's breast red. The leaves came shaped like spades or dagger blades or perfect circles. The buzzes and clicks and trills of birds and insects made the jungle seem like a boiling sea of life. And sometimes Fisher heard other noises too. The snap and crunch of twigs that sounded like footballs. But these sounds didn't compete with the noise of his own thoughts. Again and again, he replayed the intelligence's last words as its little voices died, mocking him.